Today's business report starts with a big telecommunications merger. The buyer is Verizon, the major local phone company in the Northeast. Today, Verizon said it would acquire MCI, the long-distance company. This is the third big telecommunications merger in 2 months. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been covering this story. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So Verizon was not the only company trying to acquire MCI. Why did Verizon win out?
Well, Verizon was actually offering less to acquire MCI than the other competitor, Qwest, was. Qwest is the Baby Bell company based in Denver. It had been talking about a cash and stock deal of about $7.3 billion. Verizon didn't want to bid that much, and it wanted to pay stock. But Verizon is simply a much stronger company than Qwest. They're both Baby Bells. Verizon has a market capitalization of about $100 billion compared to about $7.5 billion for Qwest. There were also a lot of questions about whether Qwest could even get the financing it needed for a deal like that. It's already got a lot of debt. But in the end, MCI's board had to decide between going with a slightly higher bid from Qwest or becoming part of a much more promising company like Verizon, and over the weekend they chose Verizon.
So you had two big telecommunications companies going after MCI. Why the sudden interest in that company?
Well, there's been a lot of merger activity in general in telecommunications. A lot of people think, you know, the economy is good, this is the time to do deals. MCI has been a merger target for a while. You may recall, of course, it used to be known as WorldCom, which collapsed in a major accounting scandal. Last year, it emerged from Chapter 11, and the company began to make clear that it would consider a merger. Then very recently, in the space of just a few weeks, you had Sprint merging with Nextel, SBC acquiring AT&T. And as is often the case in an industry, when there's one big merger, all the other players start to get nervous and say, you know, if we're going to compete, we need to find somebody to merge with. And so that's why you're seeing this merger this morning.
Well, if you're Verizon, though, what do you get by acquiring this, as you describe it, a scandal-torn company?
Well, despite that scandal, MCI has a lot of nice assets. It is the second largest long-distance company. Long-distance is not a great business right now, but MCI has about a million business customers, including a lot of Fortune 500 customers. This is an area that SBC and AT&T, when they merge, are expected to do very well in, and Verizon just wants to compete. MCI also has a huge data network that delivers internet traffic on six continents. So there's a lot there that Verizon will find very attractive. One of the little ironies here is that Verizon has been a big critic of MCI in the past. Verizon accused MCI of illegally routing calls through Canada. One of the executives called MCI a criminal enterprise in reference to the accounting scandal at WorldCom. But you can assume they've now buried the hatchet.
Jim, I want to ask you very briefly about one other story that you've been covering, a related story. The former WorldCom CEO, Bernie Ebbers, on trial for falsifying financial results, and you've been covering that trial. What's the latest there?
Yeah, the jurors are still hearing from Scott Sullivan, who is the former chief financial officer at WorldCom. He's going to testify against his one-time boss, Bernie Ebbers. He has been testifying. Last week, Sullivan testified about a lot of the steps that the company took to cover up its deteriorating financial condition. He repeatedly said Ebbers knew what was going on. This week, he's going to be cross-examined by Ebbers' attorney.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zeroli. He's covering the Verizon-MCI merger from New York.